begin my talk this morning by reading a passage from Shinran Shonin's Kyogyo Shinsho. It's perhaps his most important writing. And this is one specific passage that he quotes from Shandao, who's an important figure in the development of our tradition. And it describes the correct attitude, one might say, for proceeding through the journey of life.
教行信書の一部を拝読しますが、これは親鸞聖人後の一番大事な書かれたものとされまして、この今から読む、読むところは、禅道大師という中国の僧侶からいただく文章なんですけど、人生の歩む旅の正しい方向について考えているところでございます。
I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho, お願いします。Reverently embracing Shakyamuni's teaching in his exhortations to advance westward and obeying Amida's call to us with his compassionate heart, the traveler accepts and accords with the mind of the two honored ones, never giving a thought to the two rivers of water and fire, greed and anger, and taking the call of the honored ones to heart at every moment, he entrusts himself to the path of the other power of the vow. After his death, he attains birth in that land and meets the Buddha. How boundless is his joy!
釈尊が西方浄土へ往生せせよと、お勧めになるのを受け、また阿弥陀仏の大いなる慈悲の心を持って浄土へ来たれと招き呼びれるによって、今釈尊と阿弥陀仏のお心に浸潤し、 むさぼりや怒りの水と火の川を気にもかけず、ただ一筋に念仏して阿弥陀仏の本願の働きに身を任せ、この世の命を終えて浄土に往生し、仏と愛して喜びがき、
喜びがき回りない。このことをたとえとのである。ナマンダブツ。Good morning, everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。 My family and I just returned yesterday evening from a trip to San Diego. My children were there to enjoy Legoland and the San Diego Zoo. I was there to enjoy the inside of a hotel and take part in the BCA National Council meeting.
But
it was, you know, a wonderful opportunity to join together with the other ministers and the other leaders to discuss and reflect upon the journey of our Sangha, our national organization, as we move forward and endeavor to continue this wonderful Nembutsu legacy that we receive from those who have come before. みんな集まって、他の会長師とお寺の会長様と一緒に話し合って、今からこのいただいている BCAの念仏の伝統はどういうふうに今から続けよう、また次の世代まで続けるようにどういうふうにしようという話があったんですね。 So I was sort of reflecting on these two journeys over the weekend, the journey of our kind of family trip and also the journey of our national sangha. そして2つの旅を考えていましたね。こういう家族の、いわゆる旅行のものと、こういう仏教界、教団の歩みのことを考えていました。 And of course, in both of those cases, there are challenges and difficulties to be faced along the way.
そして、まあ、いずれにしても、大変なことがあるんですね。
Those of you who have seen our youngest son here this morning may have noticed a very large purple mark on his forehead.
そして、まあ、次男の方は、まあ、見たら、とっても大きい炭鉱部がこういう額にできてるところですね。
So last night at the airport, as we were waiting for our flight, there's a big, you know, beautiful picture window, and then there's a smaller window below, and our son was really enjoying these, looking out these windows and looking at all the airplanes and pointing to everything. And he's learned a new word recently. He's learned the word wanwan, which means a dog. It's kind of like baby talk for dog. But for him, basically anything that moves that's not my wife or me is wanwan. And so he's pointing to the airplanes taking off, wanwan! He's pointing to the staff, you know, working on the, setting up the plane, wanwan! And so everything was wanwan. He was very intrigued, and he was sort of looking up and down and looking up and down. And between these two windows, there's a large aluminum kind of girder. And at one point, he sort of jumps up to look at a plane and bang, right on the forehead. So, as we were, on the plane, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And as soon as we got home, we pulled out the ice and packed some ice on his forehead. And it's gone down a little bit, but the color has become, you know, much more pronounced now. So we every time we look at him, we feel our own sense of we're such horrible parents, right? But our pediatrician assures us that, you know, at this age, bumps and bruises are just part of the process.
まあ、息子のこう大きい炭鉱部が、まあ、飛行機を見たり、いろいろ楽しんでたんですけど、ちょっと窓のところに大きい鉄の棒があって、それに頭を打って、まあ、とても痛くて、見たたびにかわいそうで、親の、まあ、不十分のところを、まあ、再び、まあ、気づいて、ちょっと悲しいなんですけど、まあ、小児科の先生によって、これがこの子どもの、まあ、通常にあることでございます。
So as we travel through our journey of life, we're always looking for clear direction. How do we get to the zoo?More importantly, how do we properly raise up our children? Or as a national Buddhist organization, how do we continue to move forward in the spirit of the Buddha's teachings?
して、まあ、いろいろな人生の旅、いわゆる歩みがあるんですけど、それぞれの考え方、それぞれの正しい方向があるんですね。親としての正しい子供の育ち方の方向を探して、またはこういう仏教界の教団として仏様の御教えを共に正しくいただきながら今から正しい方向に歩むこともいろいろな導きを探すんですね。
And so, today as we enter the month of March and we begin our reflections on Ohigan, I wanted toshare with you and hear together one of the important teachings that we often return to at this Higan time, the teaching of the two rivers and the white path.
してこう3月にお彼岸の季節に今から入るんですけど、その彼岸でよくいただく御教えを皆さんと共に聞きたいと思って、これはこういわゆる二河白土、二つの川と一つの白い道の例えのことですね。
And this appears in the writings of Shan Dao. I mentioned that Shan Dao is an important Chinese monk. He lived in 7th century China during the Tang Dynasty. And he is pictured here in the Onaijin. He's there on the sort of second, on the far left, we have pictures of various monks. And so he's kind of the second from the bottom on the left is the Chinese monk.Shan Dao, very important lead teacher in our tradition.
そしてこう禅道大師がこの一番左の軸の下から二番目の左側にある禅道大師なんですけど。
And so Shan Dao tells this story of these two rivers. He says, I'm going to give you an example to express the meaning of the Buddha's teaching. Imagine there's a traveler. He's been traveling through the woods and he comes out.From the woods, and he comes upon two rivers.
して、旅を出てる人がいる。で、その人が森から、林から出てきて、で、二つの川があるんですね。
So, there are two rivers here. One running to the north is a river of water, raging rapids, fierce water. そして北側にある大変荒い水の川があるんですね。And running to the south is a river of fire. そして南に流れているのは火の川があるんですね。It's raging flames leaping up from this water. And as one just arrives at the river, one realizes that there are the woods behind oneself are filled with wild animals, fierce wild animals, bears, tigers, lions, and they're looking hungry, and they're coming out, and they're beginning to look. And so you need to go forward. You need to go across. At the same time, there are some rather unsavory characters who appear and say, why don't you just hang around? Why don't you just hang out over on this side of the river? そしてその森から動物、いろんな野生動物が出てきて、お腹が減って、ちょっと今、私を狙っていることを気づいて、またその同時に、ちょっと怪しい仲間が出てきて、いやー、ここ大丈夫ですよ。ここに残ってくださいと言われます。So not sure what to do going ahead. A raging river of water, a raging river of fire. Looks very dangerous and unsure the path ahead. そして前の方が水の川と火の川があって、どういうふうに前に進めばいいかわからないんですね。Looking behind, there's this danger of these wild animals. そして後ろを見たらこういう野生動物がいて、Which way to go? What to do? どうしようと思ってしまうんですね。And at that time, a good friend appears and says, Go forward, go forth. Fear not, cross the river. For there is a white path that is narrow, but is a safe passage. そして、その前知識、良い人が、いい人が出てきて、そしてその人がまっすぐに進みなさいと言うんですね。前が怖いですけど、こういう細長い狭い白い道があるんですね。この白い道を歩んだら大丈夫ですよと言われます。And then from the other side of the river, another voice calls, Come forward, come forward. The path will take you all the way across. It's narrow.And it looks difficult, but it will indeed, if you follow this path, will take you all the way across to the other shore. Then Shando goes on to explain the meaning of this teaching. そして、禅道大師が、こういういい人が、進みなさい、大丈夫ですよ。また、向こう側から呼び声がまた出てくるんです。向こう側が、確かにここに届くことができます。この細い白い道があるから、その道を歩んだら届くことができます。Then the traveler steps forward and crosses over to the other shore. And arriving, great peace of mind, all danger has been passed and total freedom has been realized. そしてその旅の人が渡って、向こう側について安心して着いたという心ができて、喜び、喜びという心ですね。So Shandao says, this traveler, that's us. This is our lives. This is our lives. We have this eastern bank, this bank that we're traveling in, the side of the forest. That's this world that we live in, filled with difficulties, filled with challenges, filled with all kinds of hardships,hard times, but the most difficult things we face are our own attachments to the things we see, the things we taste, we smell, we feel, we chase after the things we want, we run from the things we don't want. And so again and again, we feel sadness and difficulty in our lives. そしてこの世の中にいろいろな好きなもの、見るもの、食べるもの、触るもの、みんな楽しいものばかりを求めて、嫌なものから逃げて、
それが苦しみの原因ですね。So we go around and around, facing difficulties, having hard times, because we want it to go our way. 私のままにいてほしいから苦しむんですね。And there are voices all around us, and voices in our own heads that are saying, Oh yeah, but this world is so fun. TV is so entertaining. This delicious food tastes so good. These things that I want, they bring me fun, they bring me pleasure, but it's only temporary. そしてこの世の楽しいこと、テレビも面白いですね。おいしいもの、おいしいですね。いろいろなこの世の楽しみがあるんですけど、その楽しみは永遠に続くことができないんですね。Those joys, these pleasures we enjoy in this world don't go on forever. And so at some point, we come to this shore. We face the difficulties where we realize something we've been enjoying, someone we've been having a great time with is no longer here with us. そしてこういう楽しく過ごした仲間がいて、亡くなる。楽しいことがずっと続けたんですけど、終わる。その時にどうしようというところに立ち止まって、やっぱりこの世の仲間、この世の楽しみが限りがある。完成の楽しみじゃないんですね。So we realize that the joys and the funs and the good times of this life are limited. They can only take us so far. The fun things we realize, there's a limit. And at some point, all of us come up against this great shore of realizing there must be some other way forward. There must be something beyond the joys of this world. そしてこの世の中の楽しみよりもっと深い楽しみがあると気づくんですね。And that's that moment when we step to the shore. それはこの、川の岸に届くところですね。And then we wonder, but how do I go forward? I've got all of these distractions all around me. And there's this deep, deep river of my greed, the things I want, the things I enjoy, my cravings. そしてこういう前に進もうとなら、この深い自分の横張りの心がある。On the other side, there's this river of anger, frustration that comes up when we don't get the things we want or when we lose the things that we love. そして自分の好きなものが手に入らない。または愛してるもの、愛してる人が腹を分かれる心が腹が立って怒ることがあって、怒りの川もあるんですね。These rivers are deep and they're fierce. Sometimes they cover the true way forward. そしてこの正しい道を隠れることもあるんですね。And yet, we have a voice. There's a voice in our world saying, go forward, go forward. And that is the voice of Shakyamuni Buddha, the Buddha who lived in this world, who lived in this, on this shore with us. そしてこの岸に住んでた釈迦如来、釈迦牟尼ブッダがこの世の中に暮らしてて、同じような楽しいことがあって、悲しいことがあったからこそ、私たちのためにこの正しい道を教えてくれるんですね。Shakyamuni Buddha lived as a person just like you and me. He had the same joys and the same difficulties. And for that reason, he tells us the true way forward, the path forward. On the other side, there's Amida Buddha. Amida Buddha calling to us from the pure land of immeasurable peace and bliss. そして阿弥陀如来がお浄土から私たちを呼んでるんですね。渡ってください。この教えを信じて、まっすぐこの道を歩むことができたら、この苦しみのない世界に届くことができます。阿弥陀 Buddha calls to us, says, believe this true teaching, and you will arrive at this shore, this realm of no difficulty and no suffering. And this teaching, so difficult to believe, that's the white path. The white path is to believe the teaching and to follow it.Even though at times we may lose sight of it, to know that the teachings provided by Shakyamuni Buddha, the teachings of Amida Buddha, are our true guide, this path that connects us from this world of difficulty to the world of immeasurable peace and bliss, realized in the pure land of Amida Buddha. そしてこの苦しみの世界と阿弥陀如来の極楽の世界をつながる、その 白い道が御教えを信じるということですね。御教えを信じるということですね。So how do we do that? How do we find that path? We have examples in those who have already crossed over to the other shore. Those who we remember today in the Shōtsuki Hōyō. じゃあどうやってこの道を歩むということを考えますと、今日の Shōtsuki Hōyō を忍ぶ方々がみんなも常にその白い道を渡って阿弥陀如来のお浄土に往生したんですね。We think about their lives, how they lived with kindness, the lessons they taught us, the generosity they showed to us. They're showing us our memories of them and the ways in which they continue to touch our lives. They're showing us that path. して、今日忍ぶ方々の生き方に優しい心、人にいろいろ教えてあげる、してあげる心に、私たちにその白い道を教えてくれることが今日あります。They bring us here today to reflect on their lives so that we can once again see clearly that white path. And they are now there on the other shore with Amida Buddha calling to us saying, follow this path, follow the path of my life that I lived. Follow that path.And you too will realize birth in this realm of immeasurable peace and bliss. そしてこの今日忍ぶあの正月法要の方々は常に阿弥陀如来のお浄土に届いて私を歩んだ道を何とも歩みなさいということですね。For when they crossed over to the other shore, they realized perfect peace and perfect bliss. お浄土に渡ったところは極楽の悲しみと安心をいただいた心がありました。And as we remember them, we remember the way they touched our lives and the way they continue to touch our lives. For in the teaching of the Buddha, those who came before do not dwell only in the past, but they dwell now in the present moment, guiding us to the teaching of the Buddha. して仏様の御教えというのは、こういうお浄土に往生した方々は、過去の存在ではなくて、今現在私たちを導いている存在として、忍ぶことができます。For that reason, we gather here today, as they guide us here together to share in the comfort of each other's company and to hear the teachings of the Buddha, reminding us now to turn our lives in the direction of the Buddha Dharma, to hear the voice of Shakyamuni Buddha and to hear the voice of Amida Buddha, one in the words Namo Amida Butsu. I take refuge in the awakened one of immeasurable wisdom and compassion.そして南無阿弥陀仏のお念仏でこういう釈迦様と阿弥陀様と今日忍ぶ方々の声が一つとなって無量智慧と慈悲の仏様の消えせよ消えしなさいということですね。 So together let us join our voices together hear the words of Shakyamuni Buddha and Amida Buddha and our loved ones. 南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀